This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Portion of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. What have I done lately? Practically saved the world, and we'll explain that. Well, actually, Jennifer Horn is here to help all of us save the world. Victoria Keelan is a world saver as well. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're all here to listen and learn. And the teachers we get started in this hour is Jennifer Horn. All right, teach. Have at it.
I want to know how you saved the world, actually.
I have saved the world with this radio program.
That's a trending item for me. Really?
Yeah, this radio program saves the world every day.
Hey, good job. All right, well, the story that's trending today is about the New York Times and about a saboteur inside the White House. No. President Trump was pretty upset. He lashed out at reports of quiet resistance by a staff member. Yesterday afternoon in the New York Times, in the opinion piece, there was an op-ed that showed up that was entitled, "I am part of the resistance inside the Trump administration." There was someone there who said, "I work for the president, but like-minded colleagues and I have vowed to thwart parts of his agenda and his worst inclinations." Again, another hit at the president saying that he's incapable of running the country, and this is something that's going on inside the White House. There's a lot of speculation as to who this person might be. Sarah Sanders came out and said, look, if you're unhappy with the way things are going, you should resign and come forward. The president also lashed out, saying that this was gutless and that whoever this is should show themselves, that they should be named, and that the New York Times should actually provide the name of this person as a matter of national security. A lot of speculation as to who this might be. Probably the most interesting theory is a couple of the words that were used in this lent themselves to a speech that was given by Mike Pence about a year or so ago. And now the question is, was it Mike Pence who used some of the language in this, specifically this word lodestar, which is not something that I think you and I use in conversation very often. Lodestar was used in a speech by Mike Pence given a year ago, and lodestar was used in this op-ed in the New York Times. So
what
the speculation...
I've never even heard that word.
Lodestar is a type of truck manufactured by International Harvester.
It's
one
not,
of their, but no. That's not what it means. But that's.
No, lodestar means kind of like a beacon, basically, I guess, would probably be the best way. Or a direction, perhaps, like an ultimate direction,
so
like of honor.
So Pence's speechwriter should be looked at, right?
That's who it is. I mean, that's at least who the speculation is, that it would be his speechwriter and aide, who also was at the funeral of John McCain. And in this, there's quite a bit of information about John McCain. So it looks like maybe that's one of the top suspects in all of this. But it's one of those words, again, you don't hear a lot. So kind of interesting. It's all speculation, but...
All right. Well, their speechwriter, of course, the people who are, I shouldn't say, of course, because I don't know this for a fact, but the people on the left who are speculating have gone further than the speechwriter. In fact, the article this morning in the New York Times that they cite suggests strongly that it was Pence himself who wrote the op-ed piece.
I have a hard time with that. I don't think
so. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Well, but you see, that's where stuff gets started. There's so damn much speculation. There's so damn much opinion. There's so damn much controversy that comes around people just squawking. And then it is that gives credence to the whole phrase fake news. There are things that come. We're dealing with personality here. That's really all we're dealing with. Personalities. Some of them are personality plus, some of them are personality negative or minus, but it's personality. people don't like his personality, and thus it gets into the fabric and fiber of what he's doing. And
has Pence responded to any of this? Since this is sounds like we can guess that it's someone on his staff, this must make him furious.
I don't know that I've heard anything from Mike Pence yet, and I don't know if he's willing to claim it's someone on his staff, but
yeah.
Who knows? This is people just guessing
yeah.
because of a word,
yeah.
but
yeah.
it does make some sense. There is some clues, I'm sure.
Right.
Mm. So what difference does it all make? And you get down to the nitty-gritty. All of this becomes just gossip, hearsay, more chinks in the armor, if that's what it is, and it weakens the country and our ability to be led well. If Trump has any ability to lead, it certainly would seem to me that he does have a certain style, a certain ability to lead. Otherwise, he wouldn't have have achieved the heights that he has in the real estate business. Whether that qualifies him to be the president, what qualifies anybody to be the president, or what qualifies anybody to run for office? Nothing, really, except age. There are no other listed qualifications other than you got to be a U.S. citizen and you got to be of a certain age. That's it. No other qualifications. So all these people, I'm not qualified.
Founding fathers were farmers, you know, if you think about it. That's
I should be president.
Kind of, well, but that isn't that kind of like the beauty of one of the great things about America and our government is that it's a government of the people, by the people. I always get so annoyed when people say, oh, you know, Obama was a community organizer and he wasn't qualified to be president. And people on the left who say, oh, well, you know, Trump's got a bunch of failed businesses and, you know, and filed bankruptcy and he's not qualified. You're right, Doug. No one, there is no job listing. There are no requirements except the age and citizenship.
So, and by the way, half of what you said about both those people is true and half of it is not true. In terms of Obama, yep, he was a community organizer. That's what he did.
He was also a senator first, too.
Well, but, he got to be elected a senator because he was a community. He was good at getting people riled up or worked up or focused. There's all different kinds of phrases and words focused on fixing. As far as Trump is concerned, Trump never personally ever filed bankruptcy. Some of his companies filed bankruptcy, probably under his direction and his order, but that was one of the things that came out. Yep, Trump's filed bankruptcy, not for himself, but some of the, and that's a way that businesses use to sometimes deflect or work around problems, structural problems in businesses. And so, anyway, and that sort of makes the point I made earlier about some of the stuff being true and some of it being not true, some of it innuendo, falsities, all this stuff. And we then circle back around to false or fake news. And how much of that have we had over the years? It's interesting, it comes into focus now. But if you go back through all of our lives, no matter how old you are, you can probably find examples, not just in politics or running government, but in anything where there has been an interpretation of events. We certainly are doing it now way overboard. I get a kick out of watching one of the local news channels last night. The first thing they do, somebody crashes a car at an intersection, and the first thing they do is go to somebody who lives across the street that may or may not have seen the accident. Did you see the accident? Yeah, what do you think? Not, what happened? What do you think? And what you think isn't news. Hello, duh. What you think is what you think. Other than, so if the reporters were any good and they'd gone to a school of journalism or had experience with a boss that would tell them to ask a short question that is based on fact, what did you see, sir? Not,
I always,
what do you think?
I don't watch local news anyway, but it's for reasons like that. This whole man on the street stuff is so dumb. I've always thought it was just stupid. Who cares
stupid.
If you've got five people who say they saw the same thing?
I don't
care. Well, we already
all
know
it does
story.
Is fill up time.
Right, exactly.
That's all it does, because the people who do in the editor's room are lazy.
They want to make sure that there's somebody backing up the account of the reporter.
Well, but that's not, that may be, and that's probably a desirable effort to undertake, Jennifer, but that's not how they go about it because they don't know how to ask questions. So, anyway, speaking of that, the State Department's top candidate to lead efforts to counter disinformation is somebody from Fox News named, is it Leah Gabriel? Leah? How do you pronounce it?
Leah Gabriel.
Who is she?
She's a national security expert.
Is she? Is she actually a reporter, or is she another one of these gabbing, talking heads?
She was actually a reporter, not a talking head. That's why people don't know who she is, because she didn't do a lot of pundit stuff, but she was a reporter and national security expert. I would say she's probably in line with Jennifer Griffin and Catherine Herridge, who you see reporting, not necessarily opining, but reporting about these.
Are they Fox people, or are those other...
Those are two Fox people that do the same kind of deal.
Okay. Well, I don't know who they are, but I'm like Jennifer, Victoria, I don't watch any of this stuff because it becomes nonsense. It is. It's all just plain nonsense. If you got nothing better to do with your time, help yourself. It's a good way to while away some time. Other than that, it's pretty much a waste of time. Okay. So I can keep going, but I'm not going to. Because enough! On that front, it is interesting, however, that someone would have the balsam to write an article or an op-ed piece like that. But then the only reason the Times printed it, normally I would have thought the requirement would be that somebody signs it. Otherwise, what good is it? It could be anybody. It could be the garbage man. Not that the garbage man is a bad guy, but this is all this is. The New York Times loves this stuff. And so... But it doesn't do anything except weaken the country. Does it make it stronger or does it make it weaker? I think it makes it weaker. I mean, people say maybe it makes it stronger. The ability to express yourself keeps us strong. And to opine, yep, that's what keeps us strong. But it doesn't, I don't know what it does to help anything else, frankly, at this point. Let me help you with some other item of interest. That is your teeth, your smile, and the Power Swab's way to a wonderful white smile. It's super easy. All you got to do is call 800-208-1797 and line yourself up for the next, how long these, anybody figure how long, oops, I just dropped the stick. How long do these...
You heard it.
Did you? Yeah, I have the Power Swabs, and I always love doing this. This gives me the opportunity to whiten up my teeth. I just do what you can do. When you get seven of these swab tubes, and it contains a patented natural tooth detergent and a whitening agent that lightens up your teeth, gets rid of the stains. Now, I don't drink coffee. I do drink tea, Life Change tea. Don't drink wine. Don't smoke. But, you know, the chances are that there's something going on in all of our lives that keep our teeth from being as white as we'd like to have them. So instead of getting a cap, a full set of veneers or something, get rid of the stains with Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. And when you tell them you're listening to the DJV program, get 50% off the retail price. So that's 800-208-1797. The message is clear. Your teeth are whiter and brighter using Power Swabs. It's safe. 800-208-1797.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Beds, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I use to describe most everything that became pop hits from the mind and mouth of Al Green. Al Green singing for half a century, but he's just joined Twitter. He turned 72 in April, finally joined Twitter, sending out his first two tweets, which included a vintage 1976 promo photo and a simple message about an hour later or so. It read, "It's been over 50 years since the beginning, and we're only just getting started." Green's best known for this type of soul hit from the 70s. "Take Me to the River," "Let's Stay Together," "Tired of Being Alone," "Put a Little Love in Your Heart." All of them great soul songs, just great songs to sing along with. He's often referred to as the Reverend Al Green. Hasn't released a new album since 2008's Lay It Down. But his joining Twitter has fans speculating that there's maybe some new music or some kind of a big announcement coming up pretty soon. So far, Al has only 272 Twitter followers, and the DJ V Show was number 272. So join it at Al Green, all right, and at Doug Steffen, and at C. Schillen, at On Air Victoria, at Jennifer Horn, at DJ V Show. We're all pals together. All right, let's see what else is happening on this Thursday. Barry Manifold has been honored with an honorary fellowship in England. They love him there. Manchester, England, got an honorary fellowship from the Royal Northern College of Music. Partway through his performance this past weekend at the Manchester Arena, he said, quote, "I tell you, something like this just inspires me to keep making more and more music for you. So thanks for this. Thanks so much." College Principal Linda Merrick and the head of the Popular Music Degree Program, Andy Stott, were on hand to celebrate the 75-year-old Manilow, whom Stott described as one of the world's greatest showmen. I kind of agree. I don't know if the world's great, but he's a great showman. He really is. I've enjoyed any time I've seen him, and I love his music, as people laugh at me because I do, but I enjoy the heart and soul of his music. He's had a few health problems. Remember, a couple of months ago, he had to cancel a handful of shows in Vegas. His tour moving on to the arena in Birmingham, and then three dates at London's O2. That'll be big, starting, I think, tonight, as a matter of fact. So Barry Manilow gets a big award. And then, in that same iconic way, Dolly Parton in the musical news today. She's going to be honored as the 2019 MusiCares Person of the Year. Tribute set for the 8th of February next year. Eight-time Grammy winner, first artist from Nashville to be honored by this organization, MusiCares. She'll be recognized for her, quote, considerable creative accomplishments and her longtime support of a number of causes through the Dollywood Foundation. Interesting, we were just talking recently about something else that she has done through that foundation to help people. Proceeds from the annual event held at the L.A. Convention Center 2 days before the 61st Grammy Awards go to Music Cares, which provides support for musical people in times of need. Boy, they must be going to have a big crowd. That L.A. Convention Center, Jennifer, is huge. Huge, huge.
Yeah, it's really big.
I'm so excited and humbled to be honored as Music Care Person of the Year, she said. Excuse me, it's even more special knowing that the benefits of all of this will help music people in need. Can't wait to hear all the great artists who will be there singing my music. And on the other side, Music Care said in a statement, Dolly Parton has always been and continues to be a courageous trailblazer and inspiration for creators and artists. A true pillar of strength, someone who we all look up to and cherish. I think that's true. The audience is, too. She's very philanthropic. Good for her. So congratulations to Dolly Parton, 28 past the hour. Here you come
again. Except don't change your partner. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The more you try to change your partner, the more disappointed you'll be. People, after all, do not change each other. Instead, we merely change ourselves. So many couples fight because one partner wants the other partner to be different. But again, we don't change others. We only have the capacity to influence them. Instead of trying to change your partner, consider spending more energy accepting him or her. The more you can accept your partner for who he or she truly is, the more likely you'll be able to truly love that person, not just the idea of him or her. Your partner is amazing, just like you are. Focus your energy on learning about and listening to your partner rather than making him or her into some fictitious character. No, your partner is not a creation of your mind. He or she is immensely better than anything you can create, so get to accepting instead of changing. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last day.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous.
President Trump there as the White House fights back after the New York Times prints an anonymous opinion piece from someone who claims to be in the Trump administration, saying they're a part of the resistance and trying to protect the country from Trump's misguided impulses. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says they're not so sure it's a West Winger.
I just have to correct the record. It's not clear to us anyway that it's somebody in the White House. They're saying senior administration official. That could be many people. There are, I think, thousands of political appointees, hundreds of folks who would qualify under that title alone.
She was speaking on the Ingram angle on the Fox News channel. The new Nike ad featuring former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick will be airing during tonight's NFL season opener. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers,
help, please.
High-fiving neighbors, 2-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's get at it here. I want you to know I must be big in Italy because I'm getting email from Signore Exquisito de Otunio in Italy. Hi, Italy. Or say hi to all the Italians listening. I'm Doug De Stefano, and we have Jennifer DeHorn and Victoria De Keelan and Cara De Schillen. Does that all sound Italian? Yes or no? No?
No.
That sounds
but anyway,
more Spanish,
it's cool that you got an email from Italy.
Yes, it is. All right. Also, what's cool for this Thursday, September 8th, is we're on top of things. It would be nice if it were the 8th. It's actually the 6th. Thank you, Doug. September the 6th. So it would be 9/6/18. And now here's our own hacker and slasher, Victoria Keelan, with the big story of this half hour.
Well, Roy Moore, remember him? He's in the news.
Really?
And he's in the news because he has filed a lawsuit against Sacha Baron Cohen for $95 million in damages. Uh-huh. He is the former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice, and he is seeking damages for slander and defamation of character based on his appearance on Sacha Baron Cohen's Showtime show, which was called Who is America? And in the episode where Roy Moore appeared, the character that Sacha Baron Cohen was playing claims to have supposedly has this device that the Israeli army uses to detect pedophiles, and beep, 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 it detects pedophiles when it aims at Roy Moore, and that's the whole whole basis of his $95 million lawsuit. That one action is the part of defamation that he's going after. So good luck to Roy Moore and your $95 million.
That's true. Any evidence of Roy Moore's past behavior? He got out of whatever he was running for. He's out of it, right? Out of the race?
Right.
Because
it was said that he liked young girls as a 20 or 30 something. He'd go after girls 17, 18 years old. I actually am no fan of Roy Moore, and I'm not defending him at all. But Sacha Baron Cohen crosses the line time and time again, and
he's a boo.
I'm glad someone's suing him.
He and Alex Jones, two peas in a pod.
Oh my gosh, did you see Jones and Marco Rubio?
I did see that.
That's my favorite thing ever yesterday.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's video online everywhere of Marco Rubio telling Alex Jones, "Don't you touch me!"
And he's like, "Who Alex, are you? Who are you?" Right. He didn't know who he was, and Alex Jones was like, "Come on, you know who I am." You know.
Right, yeah. Sorry, Alex, you're not that well known.
Alex Jones. Ugh.
Yeah.
I honestly wouldn't know who he is. If I saw him, I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
He's wearing
at all.
Beard now. He didn't used to wear a beard, but he's got a beard now. I think
what's great
him,
is
he,
when Marco had enough of him, he said, "You need to get out of here." He goes, "Oh, what? You're going to call the police?" He goes, "No, I'll take care of you myself."
All right. So there we have. That's
entertainment at the Senate.
The stage right. More. And the entertainment continues. We have the TV report in a moment. First, though, let's acknowledge today is National Read a Book Day. Going back to 1455, when the first book was published, how many people know the story of the Gutenberg Bible? Not Gutenberg that was in Police Academy. This was his
Gutenberg Bible.
Right, that's it. This was his great, 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 great grandfather, Johann Gutenberg, who was the first to produce a printing press, and the first mass-printed book was the Bible. Latin. It was 1455. And then in 1473, Englishman William Caxton printed the first English book on a printing press. The text was a translation of French stories about Troy. Obviously big at the time. Not so big now. Let's see. Fast forward to 1876, when Tom Sawyer was published. First book to be written on a typewriter. So how about them apples, boys and girls? National Read a Book Day. What's the last good book or the last book of any caliber that you have written that you think needs some acknowledgement, Jennifer?
That I've written?
You have No. Did I say written? Sorry.
Yes.
You've read.
Okay. I have not written a book. I've read all of Jen's books. Thank you.
Really?
Thank you. And I'm hoping that'll be the trend. Thank you. Actually, the last book I read, I just finished it. It's called Tangerine. And it's a brand new book. George Clooney picked up the rights to the film. He has the option on it to produce it. And Scarlett Johansson's attached to it. It's really interesting. It's a brand new book. I read it in hardcover. But it's set in the 1950s. In Morocco, and it was kind of interesting. Really? It was a mystery. Yeah, really good.
Mm. Cool. Isn't it amazing? Think about this. We have 26 letters in the alphabet. How many countless words can be created just out of those 26 letters? People and their ideas that continue to change with words that come from those 26 letters. I think it's fascinating. Kind of like the music that we create all around us and have for centuries. 8 notes. That's it. 8 notes create all the music around us, and 26 letters create all the writing around us. Look at, just pick up a newspaper or look online. 26 letters. That's it. Fascinating. All right, let's get to the television report. Anybody, let's see. Nothing. I didn't see anything last night. Anybody here? No.
Well, America's Got Talent. That's it.
That was
down
on
to the end. Yeah.
Time. Yeah.
Caught
okay.
up on a little bit of Bachelor in Paradise from last week. So I'm almost towards the finale.
All right. Good. So Jennifer has the TV report. First, I want to report to you there are two new Netflix deals. One of them is the continuation of Designated Survivor. Speculation a couple of months ago when ABC said they were not going to continue was that Netflix was going to pick up the pieces and put it back together again, and they made good on that promise with an announcement yesterday, so they'll go right into production of Designated Survivor. So, but they can do it. What? How many episodes? I wasn't clear on that, Jennifer. Is it a full season?
It's going to be a full season.
13,
they don't
22,
have, they have
23.
The core cast back, except for Maggie Q hasn't signed yet. But
really?
They're still working on it.
She's important. But she's important to it, yeah.
And this season will be around campaigning. Since Kirkman's never had to campaign before, this will be about his re-election. So.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to see a lot of Netflix. My son and I were talking about this last night, who's sort of ingrained in what's going on in Hollyweird. The idea that Netflix, which has so much money, and other production companies just go after shows that have already an audience that would built in. Designated Survivor had regularly 6, 7, 8 million people a week watching it. That's a built-in audience for somebody like Netflix or Amazon Prime or any of these others that are doing that. So look for more of that. Meanwhile, also at Netflix, Ellen DeGeneres has a comedy special, first stand-up in 15 years, and is supposed to be out by Christmas, December 18th. It'll be called Relatable. She made the announcement on her program, which was the first program of the season earlier this week. She said, quote, "I mentioned that I worked a lot over the summer. What I did was go back to stand-up. I didn't do stand-up 15 years. I decided I missed it. I wanted to do it, so I made a deal with Netflix, and I was working." Imagine having that much hooch. You pick up the phone and say, "You know, I'd like to do some stand-up. You want to follow me around? And how about we get $35 million for doing it?" Yeah, great. Let's
do
it.
People have been begging her, though. HBO has been... People have been wanting her to do stand-up again for a really long time. She's very funny.
Yeah.
And with Chappelle's series that he did, I think it was 3 different comedy specials that he did on Netflix, and they were just a huge hit. So they're going after anybody who...
Well, Seinfeld has done that at Netflix, and Chris Rock has done it.
Yep.
And those are two funny guys. I find them... Chappelle... Chris Rock, I think, is very funny. Jerry Seinfeld still has it, frankly. And so, yeah, Ellen DeGeneres. I've watched that game show that she does a couple of times on the plane, and after a while it becomes old. It doesn't seem to be funny. It almost feels like people are working hard at laughing at it. Some of the first ones I saw, though, some of the bits were funny. Really were pretty funny. But then it kind of looks like it's the same old, same old. I don't know if anybody else has watched it or feels that way about it.
I haven't seen it.
Anyway, she's a very talented person, has lots to offer. Every once in a while, I think she comes across as being kind of smug. "I'm Ellen, I'm Ellen, I'm Ellen." But you know what? The other side of it is she deserves the attention because she's created a great empire, kind of like Oprah in a way. A little different, you know, it's a little different entertainment focus, but...
I think she has kind of a sarcastic sense of humor, which can come across a little smug. But I also, you know, she is the only kind of daytime television host that I've ever seen with the fan following that she has.
Oh, yeah.
People fabulous, don't just go. I mean, people go on the show to win money, but they go because they're also obsessed with her. People love her, especially middle-aged women.
Yeah. With Phil Donahue, when he first sort of started this, then Oprah... And others who have done it, there's a growth curve and a different kind of focus on the people and what they're doing. But it does capture a lot of attention, you're right, Kara, in middays. All right, let's get to your TV outlook for tonight, Jen.
Big story, football season is here. Thursday Night Football in full effect on NBC. That is the Atlanta Falcons facing the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. You can find that on NBC tonight. Also, Big Brother is new tonight on CBS. That's at 9 o'clock. On ABC, you'll get a new Match Game. That's at 9, followed by Take 2. That'll be at 10. New episode of Naked and Afraid, a two-hour episode on Discovery at 8 o'clock. That's what I'll be watching. And on the Food Network, lots of stuff. We don't talk about the Food Network too much, but they have an all-new night of programming. Chopped is new at 8, followed by The Bite Club. That's at 9, hosted by Tyler Florence, where he's got Chicago's most acclaimed chefs competing in an Italian restaurant. And then you have Beat Bobby Flay, a new episode of that, at 10 o'clock. So big night on Food Network. And finally, what the girls and I will be turning into, the Jersey Shore's Family Vacation, new episode tonight at 8 o'clock on MTV, followed by MTV's new show. This is episode number 2 of MTV's Pretty Little Mamas.
Well, if you want to see where Victoria lives, they'll be in her apartment.
They have been filming.
Filming there, right.
It's crazy.
All right. In sports news, Victoria, Rick Pitino bites the dust.
what it sounds like. Yeah, the legendary college basketball coach, he's retiring. He was on ESPN's TV show Get Up yesterday, and he announced his retirement. He said he's done. He also addressed the FBI investigation that ultimately led to his dismissal as Louisville's head coach last year. He said, I passed a lie detector test saying I knew nothing about any money given to anybody. I knew nothing about Adidas doing anything. Why would someone making a lot of money as a head coach allow those actions to happen and ruin his program and ruin his legacy? It lacks common sense for anybody to believe that. Now, this is a huge scandal with the Louisville basketball program. They hired strippers and they funneled money, $100,000, to secure a prospective scout. And this was a whole big thing that the FBI had to get involved in, because it was so corrupt. And so ultimately this has killed Rick Pitino's career, which is really a shame, because his resume has him, he's one of the greatest college basketball coaches of his generation, if not of all time. But he's ending on a really unfortunate note.
He was I'm forgetting which team, though. Was it BC or BU? Or I don't know, whatever.
I don't know. I know he was, Kentucky, yeah. and who else did he coach before Louisville?
So what do those guys make? $4 or $5 million a year, right? These coaches.
I would guess it's something like that. Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of making money, Jennifer, Tom Brady says the team drama at the Patriots continues. He's what? He wants 5 more years? I heard that on the local.
Yeah, good for him. He's already 40-ish, I think, and he wants to play 5 more years in the NFL. But he says the last couple of seasons have been quite the off-the-field experience, not quite what he was looking for. He has faced reports concerning a turbulent relationship with Bill Belichick, and in recent weeks, he's walked away, or hung up, on questions about his controversial trainer, Alex Guerrero. In an epilogue to the Facebook series Tom vs. Time, Tom Brady reflected on the recent drama. He said, if I'm going to do something at this point, it's got to be because I enjoy it. The last couple of years, a lot of parts about football weren't enjoyable when they should have been. Some of it was my approach. I think anytime you're together with people for a long period of time, relationships ebb and flow, and I think people are just looking for something to write and talk about. He said they want to talk about a lot of drama. He went on to say, I'm sure a lot of teams have things like that, but ours is just to the 10th degree. I'm learning to deal with it better. I think a lot about keeping things in perspective. Nothing that is that big of a deal to me anymore, and maybe just caring about things that really matter, like my family, like people's health, like life and death. But to worry about a lot of bull that people say or think or feel, he says he really doesn't care anymore. At the end of the video, Brady would reaffirm his desire to continue his career well into his 40s. He said that it would be difficult, but it's something that he wants to try.
Mm-hmm. All right. Boo.
Good luck to him.
Yeah. Boo. I think it's cool. You know, I like these players that play into their 40s. If they can, why not?
Yeah. Why not? It's like announcers who play into their 70s and 80s. Good Lord.
Exactly.
All right, so the football season starts tonight, as Jennifer suggested, Philadelphia Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. But the real winners last year were the Patriots. How come the Eagles are playing? That game was rot with bad calls and crooked umpires. What do they call them? Officials?
Yeah, we sound very official on football.
Umpires. Jeez.
Oh my gosh. All right, boys and girls.
Take Doug off the sports desk, please.
Tick-tock. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To our friends on the Delmarva Peninsula, listening to the DJV show. It's Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour. Victoria Jones takes over with
Keelan.
A couple of items. What?
Victoria
Jones. Where did that come from? Victoria Jones on the countdown last week. Mm. I don't know what the two Victorias, Victoria 1 and Victoria 2, anyway. Victoria Keelan actually is the star of this portion of the program. And we start with a focus on the CEO of Twitter, who's gone to Congress and he's not running for anything. He's maybe running away after this.
Well, Facebook and Twitter have been under a lot of scrutiny with the whole Russia meddling thing and bots and all that stuff. And so Google has refused to testify in front of Congress. They will not go. In the past, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has not gone himself. He sent some lawyers or he sent some, you know, lower level people. Facebook has sent Sheryl Sandberg, the COO, and Mark Zuckerberg as well. So now Jack Dorsey actually appeared in front of Congress to take some tough questions, and Congress has, of course, they've invited him numerous times to testify, but they really want to know specifically about how Twitter deals with Russian bots and all of the interference that we're getting and fake accounts and all that stuff. And so Jack Dorsey basically admitted that, like every other social media platform, they weren't prepared. They were ill-equipped to deal with it. They didn't do a good job. They didn't get ahead of it fast enough. And he said that going forward, we're going to do our best to make sure we catch everything and inform people when it affects them, but we're not going to catch everything. That's just not, you know, realistic. One of the other things that in the House, conservative representatives wanted answers for allegations that Twitter was intentionally silencing conservative voices on the platform. Now, this is something that we hear a lot of. of. A lot of accusations, even from the president, that social media is all biased against anyone who's a conservative. And Dorsey said that the political bias does not affect Twitter's algorithm, the way that they sort their political content. One of the interesting things that he did to kind of prove this point, he presented new data where he took all of the representatives, the senators who were in front of him, and looked at all of their accounts. And it turns out, he said that when they analyzed the data, Democrats actually tweet more than Republicans do. And Democratic and the followers of Democrats also tweet more than followers of Republicans do. And so he said when you look at the analytics of it, it can look like there's a bias, but really the volume of tweets coming from followers of Democrats and people who are left-leaning, they just tweet more and they're more active on social media than their Republican and conservative counterparts. So is that going to be enough to satisfy people to think that it's not a conspiracy? Probably not. But, you know, I thought the data and the way that he presented it was really interesting. He said, we don't consider political viewpoints, perspectives, or party affiliation in any of our policies or enforcement decisions. Now, this also explains why he didn't ban Alex Jones when other platforms did. He said, we analyzed tweets sent by all members of the House and Senate and found no statistically significant difference between the number of times that a tweet by a Democrat was viewed versus a Republican, even after all of our ranking and filtering of the tweets had been applied. So essentially what he meant was, when they really analyzed the data, nothing had been blocked just because you are super left or super right. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for fake accounts. They're looking for what country you're tweeting from. Obviously, if you're tweeting from Russia these days, it's not good news for you. And they're looking for hate speech and any other type of terrorist activity. Those are the things that their algorithm is really flagging. It has nothing to do with political viewpoints or who you like or who you don't like politically. So,
Alex Jones, meet Marco Rubio.
Will it make a difference to people who believe that there's a bias? I don't know. But that's the data.
All right. Headphone company even has new technology called EarPrint. Let's figure that out.
The Geek Out.
The market is flooded with options for consumers shopping for headphones, and audio quality is one important selling point, and a company called Even wants to go that next step in providing headphones they think give superior performance because of an app paired on a phone that takes a measurement of how the wearer hears and adjusts the audio accordingly. Now, Even calls this EarPrint, and at the end of the day, it's still basically just EQ settings, but the determination process and the automation of it is still, frankly, pretty cool. Even just released their new H3 model, which is cheaper than another brand called Neurophones, which also performs a hearing test to maximize audio quality, but they cost $400. The Even H3s are on sale now for $150.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.